Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 257th episode of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on April 6th, 2021. First things first, want to give a shout out to the enemies of Ryan. Our boy is halfway to being immortal, so, you know, if you want to take any action there, you have a narrowing window.
Yeah. Now, if you want to cough with an infected person on a, I don't know, rag or something, and then send it to me in the mail and try to poison me, you, my constituents.
What is halfway immortal? Because I was always under the impression it was like an all or nothing type thing. Or unless we're talking like demigod Hercules type shit here. Which also, I don't know what that meant. I never really figured
it
out.
It means you're...
Yeah.
It actually has no difference from being 0% immortal. You're just... Every disease and ailment in the world, you're halfway to being immune from them.
Yeah.
So, but that still means you're not immune, which means that you're really not any better.
You're still
in any
perfectly human. Yeah. You're just acquiring the ingredients that will make
you...
You're
on your way.
Yeah.
But
it's not, I mean, it's maybe, not like working out where it's like, oh, I'm almost muscular. It's
still
just
zero until you're at 100.
Yeah.
But I mean, I imagine maybe it's like the COVID vaccine where like after the, or like the Pfizer Moderna, where like after the first shot, you do have some protection and like, so maybe, yeah, I'm less likely to get cancer, but I'm not immune to
cancer. You're immortal to certain things. You can still die from diseases, but blows to the head, you're totally fine.
Yeah, those are the easiest ones to cure, head trauma and pulmonary embolisms, and like, those ones, totally good, don't have to worry about.
So what was it like getting the vaccine in California? How'd you pull it off?
So on Saturday, browsing Reddit at 5 p.m. like you do.
Yeah.
Bored, just like whatever. I think Andrew and me had just gotten done playing Battlefield maybe, and so I was like, oh, let's hop on Reddit, see what's going on. And on the Burbank subreddit, there was a guy who had been posting all across all the LA subreddits saying like, hey, I work at this massive clinic up at California State University Bakersfield, which is like an hour and a half north of Burbank, and like we're just taking walk-ins, and like not just any walk-ins, like you don't need to meet any requirements, you don't have to be from Kern County, which is where Bakersfield is, like you're free, you're good to do whatever, like just come on up, we need to get these shots in people's arms, because all they have is Pfizer, that's their only supply there, and Bakersfield is not it's not a red county, but it's not as on the uptake as LA for sure. And so they opened it up, and originally they were like by appointment only to Kern County residents who met the requirements, and I think slowly piece by piece they peeled away restrictions because they realized, holy shit, this is a massive clinic with like 100 people working there. Like it was crazy well run, and just not enough people are showing up. So I was like, shit, well, it's 5 p.m. Unfortunately, it closes at 6. So maybe I'll go tomorrow on Sunday. It's my day off. And then it was like, oh, wait, no, that's Easter. It's closed on Easter. Yeah. So then I was like, well, we'll see Monday morning. And I gave him a call at 8 a.m. on Monday morning and was like, you guys still doing walk-ins? And it wasn't like a medical person. It was just like a student working at the student center who was just like, I think so. And I was like, good enough for me. And drove an hour and a half. And yeah, it was great. There was like 15 check-in kiosks, all with people working at them. Like the line was almost instantaneous. Got registered, went out. There was like 50 nurses probably shooting people up, and then like a recovery room that was massive with like a bunch of space and like people monitoring that as well, like, and people like directing you on where to park, people like taking your temperature. Like it was crazy well-run facility, and so I've literally been like telling everyone I know in LA, like, if you are willing to drive an hour and a half, I promise you'll get a shot there, and it's really well-run and well-done, and they need more people, and it sounds like they're going to be open like for the foreseeable future, like for it's not like a limitation, it's just like for weeks, because after we got our first shot, we scheduled our second shot there in case we couldn't find one closer. And yeah, that was 3 weeks out, and they were just like, yeah, no, still at the same location, same time. Like, and honestly though, like, you'll be able to walk in, like, it's it's not bad. So
do they anticipate this level of availability in, I don't know, let's say early June? You curious?
I really hope you've got your shot by then, because that's one thing I will say. Like,
Chicago. So I'm realizing the hang up with why I'm having such trouble doing anything in Chicago is that a lot of other areas, cities, municipalities, counties, whatever, have it broken down into smaller segments than Chicago does. Because right now it is still everyone 35 and up with condition. And then the next phase is everyone 16 and up. They're so broad that there's no room for me to squeeze in anywhere. Which,
you are moving out of your place though at the end of this month, right?
Correct. Yes, and then
heading
Wisconsin.
Back to Wisconsin. Yes. I'm assuming you'll get something in Wisconsin.
The universe hates me if I'm not able to. Yeah. But yeah,
they seem like a lot more on the uptake in Wisconsin. And also part two, really hoping that you wouldn't have to go all the way to Bakersfield by June, because then that means LA is in trouble. Like, right. The fact that they still don't have availability in June when they opened up for people like a month and a half before that.
For what it's worth, like, reports that I saw earlier today showed that Wisconsin has like the highest percentage of like successful distribution and the highest percentage of population that's been vaccinated in the country. So
yeah, no, Wisconsin's killing it.
Seems to be going well up here.
All right,
so you should probably be good, but
fingers crossed.
Yeah, so hey, if you're listening to this podcast and you're in the LA area and you want a shot and you're willing to drive an hour and a half, fucking go for it, because it's there and they are very happy and very welcoming and very very well run, good at what they're doing. And yeah, and then you don't have to get your second shot there if you don't want to. You can schedule your second shot wherever.
So. It's my understanding that it's much easier to schedule the second shot, which makes me worried about how many, like, the percentage of people actually following through on that. But yeah, that's kind of my understanding of it.
You get put on the list for your second shot when you get your first shot.
Right.
Because they don't want people walking around half vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not a matter of, oh, I got to, you know, call around to get this first shot and then I'm going to have to do it all again into 3 weeks. Like, you will have somewhere to go. If you get the first shot, they're going to have a second shot available for you.
Yeah. Scheduling just the second shot, I will say, I didn't notice it being any more difficult or less difficult. It's more just like, now I am eligible, because I technically didn't meet the requirements. I was like 10 days early. So like, there, I've seen appointments available for people that are eligible in my immediate area. It's just, you know, few and far between. And now there's only certain places that allow you to just set up a second shot. Like, because it's, yeah, usually, like Andrew said, you immediately get your second one scheduled when you get the first one. But for me, it's just like, well, if I can get a better location for my second one and don't have to drive an hour and a half, which I would have been totally willing to do if couldn't find anything closer, but already did, so
shouldn't
be bad.
Andrew, you're 2 weeks out now, right? Like, you are,
I'm good to go.
Oof.
Yeah, no, I'm fully immortal in the way that Ryan is only on his way and Lucas is just straight up mortal. I can't die. I've tried.
I'm pretty sure I'm immortal.
I've gone out.
I'm acid proof.
No. God. The obviously Dan Harmon voiced character.
Yeah.
It's so distracting to me because I listen to his podcast pretty much every day now. Every single time he's voicing a character, I'm like, God damn, it's Dan Harmon. Like, and he's in pretty much every episode at this point as some random side character. And so, and he's not a bad voice actor. Like, he's charismatic enough to pull it off, and he did a lot of like comedy stuff, but it's still just like distracting to me every single time. I'm like, oh, that guy's Dan Harmon.
I would love a peek into the writer's room for this, just to see if we gotta slip a Dan Harmon character into this one. Just a couple of lines, like what that process is, because
yeah.
It can't just be, oh shit, we need somebody to fill this character anymore. Like, maybe yeah. early on, but now, I don't know.
I am, like, realizing that we are half vaccinated as a podcast, even though we have three
yeah.
three people on it.
Is that what we're going to change the name of the podcast to?
Half-vaxed. Ooh.
The Half-Vax Pod.
No, definitely half-vaxed. Like, instead of half-baked, it's half V-A-X-X-E-D.
Ooh, there you go.
Hmm.
I thought you were going to go with three X's there. I didn't know when you were going to stop. Half-vaxed.
Ugh.
Half-vaxed after dark.
After dark, triple X after dark.
Yeah. It's a little redundant,
we've got Pornhub, and then for a little something a little more risque, we've got Pornhub after dark.
It somehow wraps all the way back around, and it's, like, pretty tame.
Yeah, no, content. It's just, like softcore, like, yeah. kind of, like, sensual talking. It's like phone sex.
Yeah, it's ASMR stuff. Like, just, you know, it's kind of low-key. Yeah, no, it's like, not as big of a deal.
Before 9 p.m., it's just hardcore porn. After 9 p.m., it's just, like, hey, why don't you come around and give me a little something extra? It's just, yeah, just straight-up ASMR soft yeah. porn.
It's like in Civ 3 or whatever, where they created Gandhi and made him have, you know, like, only one violent tendencies. Like, he was set at 1 on a scale of 1 to 10,000. And then, unfortunately, there was a bug in the game where, like...
It wrapped around.
Yeah, it knocks you down, like, one point of aggressiveness if you have a certain condition met, which happens a lot. And so Gandhi would then... go all the way to the most yeah. aggressive character in the game and just start nuking everyone. Which is pretty gold.
Mm.
And then they left it in. They were like, it's now a right. feature. This bug became a feature. We know everyone loves the fact that Gandhi is this violent psychopath.
Listen, man, so long as you don't wrong him, you're fine. But watch out.
Not true. He will absolutely unprovoked just go scorched earth on everyone. He is at the absolute extreme end of the
everyone's just like, we cannot allow Gandhi to
survive.
Yeah, no, we can't allow Gandhi to enrich the uranium on his own land.
Yeah.
It's just, we can't allow it. Civ, we know what's going to happen.
Rules. Yeah.
It's a preemptively strike, Gandhi.
Ryan, we pretty much just dragged Matt Gaetz for 20 minutes yesterday. If you want to get any zingers.
I missed it.
Yeah, if you want to get any zingers in, though, like, this is a pretty deep well.
Hey, guys, I'm not a pedophile. I'm actually a super cool guy that's so important that the Justice Department's trying to take me down. It's precisely the opposite. I see how you got confused. Mm-hmm. I'm not actually the scum of the earth and considered one of the worst human beings in modern society. I'm actually really cool, and they're trying to silence me. I know, it's crazy how that works sometimes, but what are the odds?
They're doing a McCarthyism against me, but bad. I know you've done that shit, but like...
That shit was cool. Yeah. It's like if Deshaun Watson came out and was like, no, guys... I actually donate to... I've made 40 masseuses millionaires. I give them so much money. I'm really cool. You guys don't understand. I get the misconception, but you don't understand. I'm actually the best person. Like, it's so aggressive to me. Like, I feel like most of the time, the damage control strategy for people when they get caught doing something really bad
right.
is to admit to something less bad, because then mm-hmm. it makes people go like, well, they're telling the truth, because why would they admit to something, you know, that was that bad if, mm-hmm. you know, they didn't actually do that bad thing. He just fucking said, no, fuck all that. I'm completely innocent and right. actually a really good person. And it's like, oh, how do you think that's going to fly, dude? Like, it's a tried yeah. and true strategy because it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there wasn't any, like, oh, you know, she's just trying to, you know, take the limelight or, like, make some money off me, or, no, that it wasn't that kind of relationship or, you know, anything like that. It wasn't the, you know, take it down a couple of degrees and I'm the real victim here. It's the federal government is trying to destroy me. And I mean, like I said to Lucas yesterday, it was like Matt Gaetz has been such a part of the, you know, fake news culture and the they're lying to you, Trump is innocent, it's all a conspiracy, QAnon, alt-right, yada, 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 that it was almost like a, he looked at his supporters and gave them the gym face and was like, oh, the federal government is accusing me of being a pedophile? Womp, womp. Like, you know what that means. It's just like the most natural transition for him to be like, well, you know, like these are the deep state trying to destroy me because I'm supporting Donald Trump and, you know, all this kind of stuff. You guys get it. And they do all, quote unquote, no, get it. Like they're fully on board with this. There's no way our boy can be a sex trafficker pedophile. He has, the only logical explanation is that the FBI and the Department of Justice are trying to get rid of him because they don't hold the same political opinions as him. The mostly Republican FBI.
The super progressive, like, you know, like loony liberal FBI.
The Department of Justice, known for just supporting all of the things that Matt Gaetz hates. These are a bunch of Antifa, anti-cop, like, just, they are what Matt Gaetz says he is supporting.
The Department of Justice, I think that they were the ones that actually kicked off the ACAB trend on Twitter, right? Like they were pretty hardcore on, you know, calling out the police force. Right?
We're sick of being the bad guys in movies where we get into fights over jurisdiction and we're made out to be the assholes. All cops are bastards. Come on.
Yeah.
The Department of Justice, made up almost entirely of ex-cops. You know what? Cops do kind of suck.
The FBI, known for loving immigrants and supporting Black Lives Matter and not assassinating social justice leaders.
It's the same thing with the James Comey, how it makes no sense that, like, the Republicans, consider now James, or, you know, Trumplicans, consider James Comey to be like an enemy of the state and like one of the fake news liberal mafia. Yeah. And it's
James,
like,
Comey, or Comey, now I'm saying
he delivered Trump the election in 2016.
James Comey intentionally destroyed Hillary Clinton so that Trump would win on purpose. And then it immediately blew up in his face because, of course, but he was maybe the most important Trump supporter in that first election.
Seriously. Yeah. No, it's absolutely insane. Some of the mental gymnastics, all of the mental gymnastics that go on with this. And the only thing that gives me any sort of solace is that at least some Republicans are like, yeah, let's just pretend you don't exist anymore.
I would have bet money that Matt Gaetz, of all people, would have said something to the effect of, she had a fake ID, I'm the real victim here, or...
Exactly. That's a tried and true strategy.
Yeah, just
like,
say, I didn't know she wasn't 18. I mean...
Yeah.
Like, maybe,
every,
like, and that's
your
not,
entire base will believe you.
That's not a legal defense. It's definitely not a legal defense. And it's not going to, like, save you, but it will definitely make it better for you.
Yeah. Maybe, court of public opinion will change 100%.
Maybe he would have to go away for a little while, but he's getting a cushy Fox News gig easy after that. But
yeah, and then I was saying to Lucas that, like, not anymore, because, I mean, I don't know if Matt Gaetz has been on Fox News since his thing with, not Hannity, who was it? Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
But, like, I would venture to guess that not a whole lot of people on Fox News are going to be willing to have Matt Gaetz on if he's going to attempt to drag them down into his bullshit with him. Like, after he tried to be like, Tucker, like, testify for me on national television. Like, they don't want to have to deal with that shit.
Oh, it's wild.
Mm.
And I don't know. Maybe it's just me. If you are going to be a an upsetter of the established order.
Yeah.
Whether that's for the betterment of humanity or for almost certainly to make humanity a worse group of civilization and sentient beings, you better have your nose be fucking clean, man. Like, you better have dotted those T's and crossed those I's your entire life that you're willing to fucking go hard and be like, no, I'm going to do the opposite of the status quo. Like, whether you're a Bernie Sanders AOC type or Matt Gaetz, you know, whatever else type, that shit's gonna come out. Mm-hmm. Like, you are not going to be able to keep that under wraps. I don't care who you are. Whether or not people care about it is a whole nother thing.
Right.
But, like, it's gonna be out there, man. Your life is probably gonna be ruined.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, it's one thing. I mean, it's just as bad. But, like, it's one thing to have done this sort of thing before you came into the public eye. Matt Gaetz was doing this, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like Matt Gaetz was doing this while he was already a public figure. He came in and was just like, I'm going to fuck up everything, and then had sex with a teenager.
Yeah, no, it literally baffles me. Like, I don't think that I would be comfortable being that type of figure given my past, and yeah. I've done nothing wrong. Like,
we've been on a podcast
alone,
yeah,
would probably be enough. Like, but there's a reason that people like Barack Obama, the worst thing they can find is that he smoked some weed in college, or people like AOC, the worst thing they can find is her, like, dancing. It's because those people kept their nose clean because they knew one day I'm gonna fuck up some shit, and anything I do is gonna come out. Like, so I'm gonna be 100% on the up and up. Otherwise, I'm going to have my life ruined at some point.
Thank you for reminding me of that AOC video of the plot somebody had. Some legitimate, some actual human being thought, we're going to leak this AOC video and this will destroy her. And in fact, only made her more endearing and more powerful.
Yeah. Everyone was like, oh shit, she's just pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
Wow, she was, you know, just an attractive young woman in college, like, having a good time. This is great. I want this person to be my congressperson. Like,
even more personable now.
Yeah, no, they seem very relatable. It's the, can I get a beer with this person type of thing that so many Americans vote based on. Like, I don't know, man. That was a bold stance from conservatives. Like, we're going to go full Footloose with this one. Dancing? That's illegal.
You made a kind of bad video in college? Oh my god, I made so many kind of bad videos in college. Let's go. Oh,
was it kind of bad? I don't know.
Amateur.
I thought it was.
Amateur video. Like, okay. Whatever.
I don't know. It was fine. It was just a video of her dancing. I never got that, but.
Fair.
Yeah, meanwhile, like, what? Scott Walker had essays and shit that were pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty bold.
I mean, Scott Walker got thrown out of college because
Scott Walker got expelled.
He cheated on all of his exams and ran for, like, student body president against a black guy and called him slurs. Everyone knew Scott Walker was a piece of shit.
Right. And that wasn't enough. Whether or not anyone cares is completely up for debate, but, like, if you don't want your life to be ruined, like, no matter who you are, there are people that are going to hate you because of this. Like,
you gotta,
it's gonna get out there.
Yeah, you gotta own it in some respect.
And maybe it is an immortality complex, like, where people are just like, well, it won't happen to me. Like, sure, it happens to everyone else that, like, opposition research finds this terrible thing from my past, but
I mean,
it'll never happen to me.
And, like, I know that this is kind of a weird argument to make, that they're like, well, the president was doing a bunch of illegal shit and got away with it, so, like, all of his supporters and, like, cronies thought, hey, I can do that too. I'm untouchable. I'm Matt fucking Gaetz. Yeah, exactly. Do you know who I am?
No, I don't.
I'm Matt fucking Gaetz, the man with the most punchable face in Florida somehow.
Ah, there's some competition there, man. I don't know. It's pretty impressive.
Do you see how small my face is compared to my head? I'm untouchable.
Yeah, the fact that I got to elected office with this face-to-head ratio should show you how you don't want to fuck with me.
I'm untouchable.
You can't touch me, bitch. I'm Matt fucking Gaetz. And then I'd be like, I don't think I would have recognized Matt Gaetz on site. But yeah, then I'd be like, oh, Matt, you're the guy with the what's it called? You've raised a child of color or whatever. Had a convenient POC kid that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing. I said it to Lucas. This situation was always weird, and we probably won't ever figure out all the details to it. And at its very best, what he did was, like, probably not really okay. And at the worst, there's some, like, super scary shit going on. But the thing with his, like, teenage quote-unquote son that he adopted out of nowhere and no one knew about, and he lied about how old he was and lied about who he was and said he was just an employee. Yeah, lied about their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just an intern.
Yeah. And then, like, turns out, like, oh, yeah, no, like, he's actually my adopted son. I mean, like, not really adopted, but, like... He hangs around and I love him. Not like that. He's my this makes that even more suspect, right? And like maybe they're not related. Maybe Matt Gaetz really did just think, I'm gonna have sex with this teenager and I don't give a shit. But like maybe there is more going on. At the very least, a sexual predator raised a teenager for no reason. That he just happened upon.
I feel like that's going to be a line during proceedings. Matt Gaetz is going to say something to the effect of, what do you mean it's a crime to drive an under 18-year-old that you're not in the care of across state lines? I used to do that with Nestor all the time.
Yeah. What? Yeah. What are you writing down? Don't write that down.
wait. I mean... The deep state would have you believe that I raised a young boy named Nestor. He was merely an intern. I don't know where you got all this information from. Everything. Yeah. Whenever it's convenient.
We weren't dating. She was my adopted daughter.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Just making it worse.
I told her I'd give her drugs if she had sex with me, but I mean, like, that's just normal adopted daughter stuff.
Yeah, we met when she was 12, but I don't understand. It's just like, dude, stop talking, Jesus Christ.
Is that true? Was there like a
grooming? No, sorry. Oh, okay. No. I'm providing an example of making it worse and worse and worse and worse. And
we are firmly,
digging himself into a deeper hole.
We are firmly in a bit right now.
Yeah.
I mean, she's my genetic daughter. Fuck!
Fuck. No. I mean,
she's Nestor's girlfriend?
No! He cucked his adopted son. And this is how his adopted son found out? Could you imagine? Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, there's some weird implications.
I mean,
she came
on to me?
What do I mean?
I mean, she's my sister? Anyway, he's just like throwing things at the wall. It's like, dude, you're really not.
What do I need to say to make you stop writing stuff down?
Yeah. Yeah, does the.
I'll
the
say Morty... anything. Literally anything.
Morty, when he's got the crystal that helps him see the outcome and just like forming sounds that try to get him out of the situation.
I couldn't have had sex with this teenage girl. I'm gay.
I couldn't have had illegal sex with this teenage girl because I'm secretly 15? Like, just like... You've never seen me before I was 15, so you couldn't confirm.
Technically, no, it's not pedophilia. I'm a 1,000-year-old dragon. I mean, I mean, she is. What? Does this make it worse or better? I don't know.
We all live, I hate to break this to you guys, you know what, I'm doing it, I'm fucking doing it. His lawyer's like, no, don't do it. We all live in anime. Anime is real life. I'm sorry that I have to be the one to shatter this reality for you guys. Oh, God.
We gotta do a collapse and get into the, wacky post roll. Wacky post roll on this show. Spectacular. This one went a little long, so we're just going to go right into it. Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, etc. Email us your questions and business opportunities to voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. Check us out on Instagram and YouTube, where we upload highlight clips from this show and Voluntary Viewing. Follow us on Twitter @V2_podcast for updates. Check us out on Patreon if you want to help support what we do. Check out the ActBlue link in the description to help a collection of great progressive causes. And follow me @LucasDeWriter on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all so much for listening to us drag Matt Gaetz yet again. This was a twofer back-to-back. Follow that vaccination advice if you're in the greater Los Angeles area. And most of all, good luck out there.